It's Monday, May 14th, 2007. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Back the funk, freak the funk, hype the funk, swipe the funk, and all that junk. I get busy on them.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Right there was a band from Portland, Oregon called The Brother Egg doing a fantastic cover of Magnetic Fields' I Think I Need a New Heart, one of my favorite Magnetic Fields songs. I really like that cover as well. I think they did justice to the song, and I hope you liked it. If you did, you're in luck, because you can go right now and download that song for free from a MySpace page set up for the album from which it comes. It's an album of nothing but Magnetic Fields covers called Meaningless, and I'm not sure who's behind it, actually. I didn't probably should have looked into it a little more thoroughly, but it's basically it's like somebody got a bunch of bands together to do Magnetic Fields covers, and they put it up on MySpace, and that's the only way to get it. You can download all the tracks from the page, but honestly, kind of a pain in the ass, because the ID3 tags are all screwed up, and there's no album art, and you have to download every file individually. It's a drag. So what I've done for you, out of the graciousness of my heart, I've taken the cleaned up version of it with all the songs, the bonus disc, everything, and I've put it all into a zip file, which you can download from my server. Just go to thesoundsofmyhead.com and you can download the whole album. It's like over 100 megs. It's big, but there's a lot of tracks, and there's some other good ones on there. But I think any new heart, obviously the standout track for my money, which is none, because it was free. All right, up next, a band from New York City called Vampire Weekend. It's four college students from Columbia University, and they've got this great thing going where they make sort of traditional poppy indie rock music. Think like Voxtrot in terms of, like, you know, it's poppy, it's got catchy hooks. And then they throw in just a dash of the African music, which, you know how I love the African music. See a previous episode I did where it was nothing but African music. I'll link to it on thesoundsofmyhead.com. old episode. Anyway, they just throw in a dash of it every once in a while. So you kind of are listening to it and you just get a touch of it. Not on this first song. This first song is called Oxford Comma and it's fantastic. After Oxford Comma, I'm gonna play Cape Cod Kwaza Kwaza. That's the one where you really get a little touch of the African stuff. They got an EP coming out within a month. I'm not sure exactly when. Digital EP, you can download it. And for now, you can stream these songs on their website. And they've also got a 7-inch coming out, so you can look for that too, because I know you're going to like The Vampire Weekend. Check it out. Oxford Comma and then Cape Cod Kwaza Kwaza right now on The Sounds of My Head.
The Democratic presidential candidates met for their first debate on April 26th, and the post-debate analysis was, as it's prone to be, rather shallow. But many pundits and reporters were worked up about one thing. There were too many candidates. And what they meant by that was pretty simple. Congressman Dennis Kucinich and former Senator Mike Gravel were getting in the way. The LA Times tried to use polling data to exclude these left-leaning candidates, noting their negligible showing in polls. Well, at this point, the polls are almost meaningless, but it's worth noting that Kucinich and Gravel are essentially tied with some of the other Democratic contenders, like Senators Joe Biden and Chris Dodd and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Some media figures were more direct. CBS host Bob Schieffer said the presence of the lesser candidates just wastes time, while ABC host George Stephanopoulos dubbed Gravel comic relief. MSNBC's Chris Matthews gave a perhaps inadvertently revealing glimpse into how these pundits think when he asked an advisor to Barack Obama whether his candidate was hampered by the fact that you had a radical critique coming from Gravel and Kucinich. Their presence to Matthews made Obama seem middle of the road politically. It was a reminder that the ideas expressed by Kucinich and Gravel, even when they represent the feelings of millions of Americans, are rarely included in the political debate presented by the corporate media. And when they do sneak into that debate, well, journalists aren't too happy about it.
Who ya muone,
That right there was Zimbabwe's The Hallelujah Chicken Run Band with a song called Mudzimu Dirinji from a very awesome collection called Take One, which is a collection of their songs from the 70s, which has just been released actually pretty recently, and I highly recommend it. It's good if you like the African world music. And I put it in there because I wanted to draw attention to the connection between the Zimbabwe sounds of The Hallelujah Chicken Run Band and the indie rock sounds of Vampire Weekend. Because there's some definite, undeniable connection there. You probably couldn't even tell the difference between the two songs when just transitioned, and you're like, wow, that's the same song, isn't it? No, okay, he's speaking a different language. Maybe that's an over-exaggeration, but I'm just saying, it's pretty good. And so if you liked it, check out Take One, which you can get online in eMusic or other places. Look for links to everything I talk about on thesoundsofmyhead.com. Like this next band from California, they're called The Low Standards, which is a great name for a jazz band, which is what they profess to be. This song is called If You Play Nice, and it's from their first debut EP called Show Some Leg, which unfortunately is exclusive to iTunes, so you kind of got to pick it up in there. But there's a little bit of Nelly Mackay in this song, I think, just a touch, which, you know, I think that's a good thing. All right, so check it out. Here we go, The Low Standards, which unfortunately there's no standards, because if there were, if they did some standards, then The Low Standards would be a really funny name. Maybe in their future, they're going to roll out an album that'll have a couple of standards on it. Anyway, check it out. Jazz music from California. The Low Standards. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
If you play nice, smile sweetly and kiss me, I promise you, baby, more than la 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 la. But if you play me, won't hold me or squeeze me, I promise you, baby, to throw you more. Buy me a pretty canary, I promise you, baby, I will be a chick-a-chick-a-dee. But if you play me, won't show me you love me, I promise you, baby, more than feathers will be ruffled tonight. Love can cut you off, no need to play rough, no need to play rough. Love can heal you up, no need to play tough, no need to play tough. Play nice, beg my hand, I'm fantastic. I promise you, baby, more nights of ooh, ah, oh. But if you play me, won't settle down and marry me, I promise you, baby, to walk you down the pier tied to a ball and chain.
Last week, we noted the media's response to the first debate among the Democratic presidential candidates. There were too many of them. So how did the press react to the GOP debate a week later, which featured even more candidates, most of whom aren't polling very high? Well, the difference was striking. The Washington Post reported on May 4th that the lesser-known candidates, quote, generally acquitted themselves well, close quote. 2 days later, the Post gave an assist to the three GOP contenders who professed a belief in creationism, quote, a look at public polling on the issue reveals that the three men aren't far from the mainstream in that belief, close quote. In contrast to the Democrats, an LA Times editorial cheered the GOP's wide-open field, calling it, quote, a sign of intellectual ferment in the troubled GOP, close quote. That echoed Newsweek columnist and MSNBC pundit Howard Fineman, who wrote in an online column, quote, let's hear it for the second and third tier presidential candidates. You have to be impressed with the depth of their political passion, their knowledge, and even their track records. They represent in undiluted form the vivid primary colors of the conservative movement, close quote. The right-wing dominance of cable chat shows only underlined this point. Viewers tuning in to MSNBC's pre-debate coverage heard network analyst Pat Buchanan sing the praises of Representatives Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo, and Duncan Hunter for being true conservatives. And the pundits who were cheering on the true progressive candidates on the Democratic side? Well, they don't exist.
Everyone is crying at the dread hypnotic flying of the bee of the bird of the moth. You can't walk, you can't ramble, 'cause you're gonna have to scramble from the bee of the bird of the moth. Catbug is a cat, but he's got bugness in his veins. Manhouse lives within himself with thoughtful human brains. Neither one is equal to the challenge of the frequel. Call the bee of the bird of the moth. Now the moth defeats the mouse and man. It's messing with the plan. It can't be says STP. Windshield wiper washer fluid spraying in the air. Head lice under hats lie in the headlights everywhere. Subatomic waves to the underwater caves of the bee of the bird of the moth.
That right there was brand new music from what I like to call my favorite band of all time. Sometimes I refer to them as Brooklyn's Ambassadors of Love. A lot of people call them John and John, but most of the time they're called They Might Be Giants. That song was called Be the Bird of the Moth, and it comes out tomorrow as a pre-release in iTunes on a brand new album called The Self. You can pick up The Self in iTunes tomorrow, and then in June it rolls out with like in a physical form with a bonus disc and all that sort of stuff. Probably the way to buy the whole album, but if you want to just pick up a handful of tracks, like you sample them and then download the ones you like, maybe picking up in iTunes tomorrow is the way to do it. So Be the Bird, the Moth, unfortunately, I think is about as good as the album gets, and I only gave that song 4 stars. Which is to say, it's not my favorite album. How about that? The Self, new music from my favorite band, They Might Be Giants. You'll want to check it out if you liked that song. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, yet another album from the deceased Elliott Smith. That's right, a brand new record from Elliott Smith. It's just a compilation of older songs that were never released, or you know, weird versions of songs that were released. It's 24 tracks spread over 2 discs. If you like Elliott Smith, you're not going to want to pass this one up, because it sounds exactly like Elliott Smith. There is nothing weird or shocking on these 2 discs, but they're pretty solid stuff. It's available in eMusic. We're gonna hear one song called Angel in the Snow, one of my favorites. It's from disc 1. Check it out, Angel in the Snow, Elliott Smith, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Crime Spree by Danny Elfman from the Dick Tracy score, Puppet Love by Carter Burwell from the Being John Malkovich score, and Main Title from the Marco Beltrami score to Minus Man. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, befriend me in MySpace and tell your friends to listen. Why not? We'll see you in 2 weeks on the 28th with a new episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.